Although things might be rough and tough, they can be overcome. And one, therefore, never gives up hope. But you can't just sit around and hope. You have to do something about it. One gets satisfaction out of doing one's best. One must be unhappy if they've got something in them that they do not bring out to make it their best. I dedicated this book to all my students who taught me more than they will ever know. That extends over a period of some 70 years. Surely in the years following the decision in Brown, we can see incremental improvements, but not nearly enough. Our past should help us understand the present. If it doesn't do that, then there's something wrong with our past, something wrong with our history. We have to use it to help us understand where we've been, where we are, and where we are likely to go. If we are not active in pressing for our case, whatever it is that we want, we will no longer be sovereign. This country will no longer be composed of independent people. Our election of the President of the United States is an undemocratic election. We don't have the kind of democracy that we should be proud of or should be spreading around the world. We've had these increments of change, and I don't decry or criticize them. I simply say that the change was never enough to bring about real and true equality. Words are important, but it takes action to back up those words to make them really powerful. If you don't have a radio and television and newspaper and other things that communicate, if you don't have that, you can't get the word out. And I learned that if you don't have your own press, there is no such thing as a free press. We need to stop and ask ourselves, what is we're doing wrong, and what is it we're doing right? And how are we going to be certain that what we do is on the right track?